Being as simple has returned to Counter-Strike, albeit temporarily to stand in for the Falcons at the Blast Showdown, I thought now's a great time to bring up a characterization that I've seen of Simple and his rival ZeeWoo that I think is incredibly whack. And it's like a self-report that you're an immature young fool who doesn't understand what life, excellence and greatness is all about. Life's about having a purpose, tackling that, giving it your all, expressing your own potential through that, and then afterwards being able to go, right, because I actually gave it my all, I had a reason to exist, to do something, and at the end of it all, I can have a sort of peace of mind, and I've got the I get the end result that I know I gave it my all. There wasn't something else I left or an extra gear I didn't go to or a tournament or a competition where it's like, nah, but I wasn't really putting in the effort there. And I'm not trying to try hard because basically when it comes to Simple and ZeeWoo, people think it's cool that ZeeWoo just plays and he doesn't really think about the rivalry with Simple. This is like Messi and Ronaldo all over again. And this is just the folly of youth is what you're describing. Because it's like you think it's an anime. And so somehow like Messi and ZeeWoo are cooler because they don't need to try hard. And yet they're really good anyway. No. Simple and Ronaldo in this analogy are way cooler precisely because they grinded. Win or lose, they maxed out their ability. And that's what a true winner does. He takes the opportunities and skills that he has and gets the absolute most you possibly can out of it. Like if ZeeWoo could have won more majors, if he try-harded more and cared more about the rivalry being driven more, then that's less admirable. That's much less of a thing to aspire to and want to be like. If Messi could have won four Champions Leagues in the last 10 years by tryharding, then he's less admirable than Ronaldo for tryharding and winning the Champions Leagues. It's like, I've always said this is actually the aspect of when people have the literary reading of Dragon Ball Z I've never understood, which is they did a terrible job writing that short, at least the cartoon version, the anime, not, I don't know about the manga, because Goku is way less cool than Vegeta. He's just fucking around it, and sometimes he tryhards when he has to and then levels up when he has to and then that's it. The other guy's actually trying to be the greatest of all time. They just don't let him win because they've just decided they have a fucked up hierarchy of values too. So in my opinion, you're just telling on yourself when you say one of these is cooler. Like what you're saying to me is this, nothing about ZeeWoo or Simple or Ronaldo or Messi. What you're telling me is you're a young pleb who's never accomplished anything in life. So you think, nah, it's cool to not have to work hard then to get some good results. Nah, it's cool to actually work really hard and make really awesome results. That's fucking dope. That's really satisfying. That shows how great you are. Talent can win and people with a lot of talent can be brilliant, but there is no substitute for hard work. And if you think there is, you've never challenged yourself enough.
Events come and go, fame rises and then falls away. You have a job, you lose a job. You do one thing, you have to move on to another. But one of the cool things about my career is I have my own support network who's always got my back. So I always know I can rely on support to do the work I want to do and talk the way I want to talk and not have to follow certain rules that others arbitrarily have to follow. And that support group is, of course, called the Skrilluminati, my Patreon community. This video and all the others on my channel was kindly supported by Matt Pugnaccio-Racula, Frisky, Ahmed Haju, Tobias Bernasconi, Toucan, Tosh, Jensen Gore, Animosity, and you know it, always my main man Jerky's minion, rock it with me, ride or die. Would you like to suggest a topic or a guest for a future episode of Reflections or a talk show? Do you want teasers? Find out who the upcoming guests are. Maybe you want to ask me a question for my video AMA where I tend to go quite in depth, or perhaps you want to take part in one of those really long donated discussions where we talk about whatever you're into in esports. Well, if any of those perks or any of the others catch your fancy, join the Skrilluminati today via the Patreon link in the description box where down below.